This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. For all the talking we do about what Chair Powell says in those press conferences, we don't get too many peeks into what actually happens in the big conference room in the Fed building on Constitution Avenue in Washington when the Fed's talking about this stuff. Daniel Tarullo was in and out of that room for 8 years as a Fed governor. He teaches at Harvard Law School now. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Kai.
First things first, sir, what do you think of the news of the day?
Well, it's obviously what everybody expected in terms of the action. And I do think it's also what everybody expected in terms of people having some difficulty understanding exactly how the Fed is looking at next steps.
Which is what the chairman spent the bulk of his press conference explaining, right?
Yeah, it's obviously a difficult communications challenge. And I think what he tried to do was to indicate that the move from increase to neutrality to today a 25 basis point cut was all part of one reaction to a set of increasing risks in the economy. But as you could tell by the reaction of some of the reporters, that's not an easy message to convey.
Well, darn reporters. What are you going to do with them? Which gets me to this, actually. One of the reasons we wanted to get you on the phone today is because you were in the room the last time the Federal Open Market Committee changed gears, as it were. We had gone from a very low zero interest rate policy from 2008 to 2015, and then you were in the room when, under Chair Yellen, y'all started to tick things up. And what I want to get a sense of, first of all, is the conversation preceding that announcement, because you were not initially in favor of beginning a rate increasing cycle in 2015.
No, that's right. I would say, Kai, I think the odds are quite high that there wasn't a whole lot of discussion yesterday and today about this move itself. Huh. I suspect not only the action, but the allocation of votes has been known by the chairman for a week or more. So I suspect the conversation today was more about how are we going to communicate what we're doing, what might lead us to move further in the future, what may not lead us to move further in the future, and perhaps some of the ancillary risks associated with the move that were not discussed at the press conference.
So Chair Powell, speaking of the press conference, Chair Powell obviously gets the big money. He has to go out there, relatively speaking. He has to go out there and face the questions. And we in the business press sometimes say Jay Powell raised interest rates today. But it's important to note that he's got to bring along a bunch of people.
That's absolutely right. And I think one of the things about the post-crisis Fed, which has been underappreciated, ironically, to a greater extent by Fed watchers than by the general public, is the degree to which the Fed chair really needs to act a bit more like the chair of an econ department than the boss of a company, which is to say he or she has a bunch of independent-minded, smart people who need to be brought along to something resembling a consensus. And it actually takes a lot of work. Ben Bernanke and Janet Yellen both spent an enormous amount of time on the phone and in people's offices, and I suspect Jay does as well.
Last thing, and then I'll let you go, sir. Without asking you to, you know, crystal ball the future, it sure sounded, and I know you were listening to the chairman's press conference, as were the rest of us, sure sounded like this is one and done. You?
I don't know that it's one and done, but they certainly didn't want to communicate any lean towards another increase. I think, Kai, if you look at the minimal changes in today's FOMC statement from the last meetings, I think that's an indication that they're trying not to signal much of anything in any direction. The one thing Chair Powell said at the press conference, which I think supports your inference, is when he talked about a mid-cycle adjustment. And he was trying to downplay the notions that this is the beginning of a trend.
Right. Daniel Tarullo was on the Federal Reserve for 8 years, 2009 to 2017, now at Harvard Law School. Mr. Tarullo, thanks for your time, sir. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Kai.